About 100 people marched in solidarity with survivors of sexual and gender-based violence at the Take Back the Night march in Kitchener on Thursday night. It's the first time in 2 years that demonstrators were able to gather in person for the Take Back the Night march in Kitchener. Last year's in-person event was cancelled because of the pandemic. Sarah Wiley, one of the organizers from the Sexual Assault Support Center of Waterloo Region, says education is key and there needs to be a culture of consent built in our homes, communities and schools. Teaching sex and relationship education that is based in empowerment and that is feminist and intersectional, that recognizes nuances, power dynamics, and encourages enthusiastic ongoing consent. The event featured artists from Landback Camp and musician Alicia Brilla. It also featured speeches by local activists like Sarah Shafiq, Ruth Cameron and Amy Smoke. The march has begun for Take Back the Night. At 570newspic.twitter.com/yoon8jojicf, Astha Shetty, at Astha_Shetty, September 16, 2021. At Amismoke 1 is speaking about the anti-Indigenous racism that continues to directly affect Landback Camp members in KW. At 570newspic.twitter.com/a9ra7a5gi, Astha Shetty, at Astha_Shetty, September 16, 2021. Sarah Shafiq of @CMW_KW2010 is putting a focus on the plight of Muslim women in KW. At 570newspic.twitter.com/usibki38inks, Astha Shetty, at Astha_Shetty, September 16, 2021. Next up is at P. Ruth Cameron from @8SCKW. She shares her thoughts on the importance of acknowledging the roots of activism in the work of Black, racialized and queer organizers. Whose ideas of liberation work best in ensuring nobody is left behind? At 570newspic.twitter.com/c5szm4im, Astha Shetty, at Astha_Shetty, September 16, 2021.